Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we have a great product from our friends over at Castle & Key. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Pretty cool company.
No, I'm excited for it. It's going to be good. I'm fired up to try this. They have a couple different products, so I'm pumped. What do we know? Let's start there.
Well, before we get into what we know, how about we tell people where they probably can't find this, but they can find other liquor that is similar to this.
Here we go.
Here we go. We missed it in the weekly episode. We got to do it now. We haven't done one of these in a while, friends.
All right. We'll rub shoulders. So, Addie's Fine Wine and Spirits, located on Transit Road in Williamsville. Shout out to you guys. They have a very knowledgeable staff. They have an insane selection and an in-house wine sommelier. So if you are interested in this product, walk into their store, tell them that you want it, and they can get it in. From there, they can let you enjoy the rest of their selection as well, which is super exciting. So, Derek, what do we know?
So Castle & Key Distillery, they make a bunch of different products. I'm very interested. They are Kentucky, so you and I both have been very well known on this channel that we're not Kentucky enthusiasts, just because there's a lot of whiskey that comes out of Kentucky. We talk about this at a number of different times, but when you have so much whiskey coming out of one small area, there's only so much that the barrel is going to impact the product because it's the same barometric pressure, it's the same climate. You're taking a lot of those variables out of the equation when you distill so much whiskey in a small area. So I'm excited to try this though because I have heard very good reviews on this product itself. It's a really cool distillery itself. They took over the old Taylor Distillery that was established back in 1887. It's literally a castle on that site.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's gorgeous. The distillery is beautiful. They took over this distillery in 2014. They opened in 2018. They released their first whiskey in 2020. And they're located right on the Bourbon Trail. So it's very central. If you're going to do the Bourbon Trail, try to do... When we talk about Kentucky whiskey, we're talking mostly about like those very well-known product like Buffalo Trace and all that. It's cool to go see that for the namesake, but if you are going to be in the Bourbon Trail, definitely recommend checking out something that may be a little bit more low-key because you're probably going to get more nuances and a more personalized experience there than you would going to Old Forester or sure. Woodford or Buffalo Trace. So just go check them out. Pretty cool. In all seriousness, they did send us this product. Again, our ethics statement, you can see it on our website. We have no obligation to provide a good review to this. We've told them straight up before they even sent it. We tell everybody that sends us a product, we might not even review this. So if you want to send it to us, by all means, do it. We'll try it. but we don't have an obligation to review it. We definitely don't have an obligation to give it a good rating because we want our channel to be based off of real facts and not just an extension of someone's marketing department.
Which, behind us is the wonderful board. Still needs to be erased. We'll get to that.
Since season two.
However, it's our rating scheme just to kind of give everybody an idea. We do a label branding section, a nose, initial taste, ending note, and final rating. And then we also like to talk about if this is something that we would want in our own personal collection. So as Derek dives through the opening process, I'm going to quickly check a camera to make sure that it's not canted to the left, and then I'll be right back. Derek?
You should be good to go.
Dive into...
I think you're just scooting over, Brett.
I don't know.
Just come on over here,
I don't
Brett.
Know.
Just come out and hang out, Brett.
Yeah, but are you sure we're level?
No.
With the zoom in?
No, I don't care. We're fine.
Are you sure?
Fine. Yeah, dude. It's all good.
All right. Little QC.
I mean, you can. I don't care.
I'm on it.
I just like picking on you, huh? Pulling that leg. But last time, geez, I got the hiccups already. Last time you got up, you took down some of the things that I already had established there. So, like I said, Castle & Key has been occupying the space of the old Taylor Distillery back since 2014. So we're hanging out, we're having fun with the Castle & Key Distillery. This product that we're reviewing right now is their small batch bourbon. This comes in at a whopping $55 at their distillery itself. The mash bill of this is 73% corn, 10% rye, and 17% malted barley. The batch size of these, they're notorious for small batches. They really pride themselves on releasing a set number of barrels a couple times a year, and then that's it. So you can kind of think of their small batches as like semi-annual releases, I guess, nice. Instead of small batches, because on their website, they say, of the 2022 batch, how readily available is it? Is it sold out already? If it's sold out, try the 2021 batch. So they really pride themselves on the different batches that they have created for the product, which is cool. For this one, this is their 2023 release. They have 139 barrels for this, so you can calculate the amount of bottles that they have. It is definitely limited. It's one on the smaller end of the small batches. This is aged 4 years, and this is 51.5% or 103 proof. So now, label branding. What do you got for this, friend?
I love the bottle. Is it? Oh, I was going to say, what is this, a twist off?
Gorgeous,
what's happening?
Dude.
Synthetic cork. Keynote. Synthetic cork. I love the bottle, though.
The bottle's sweet. And it gives the... Dude, feel how heavy this cork top is. Like, I don't know if you guys can see it on here, but, like, this cork top is... It gives the illusion that it's a twist because it's rigid.
Bottle's heavy,
but dude,
too.
It's heavy.
Yeah, that's... Okay, so I don't put this in a decanter. Just leave this in the bottle.
It's a very stunning bottle. I mean, it's got the blue in the background, which is cool. The gold to go with the... cork top, and then also they have this little keyhole here too,
yeah,
which is sweet. Castle & Key obviously plays on the castle that they have, and then I don't know if you guys can see at the bottom too, but the right here says the batch that it is. So this one is released in 2023. Pretty cool note. And then the back just has your typical requirements by bourbon law, and also some of the batch information, like this is batch number 4, bottle number 18,793, years aged 4. Yeah. So label branding, I'm going to go probably A++.
I agree. A++.
I agree. Okay.
Nose.
Let me actually go grab a little dapper do, huh?
There's almost like a floral note to this, isn't there?
A little bit.
Are you getting that? Am I losing my mind?
Also, the wife is cooking upstairs, so that could be where some nose notes come from. God, I told her to wait. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so ungrateful that somebody cooks me dinner. There is some floral notes, though.
I can't place it yet.
It's got, like, a fresh air note. Like, right after it rains... Right after it rains, you kind of get that like fresh, dewy smell. That's what I'm picking on this nose. obviously followed by a lot of corn. Like, this is corn heavy, the noses. It's a very sweet corn, though, I would say. Probably more creamed.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, there's some butterscotch. Almost like a Cracker Jack scent.
Ooh.
Are you getting that?
Yeah. But definitely a lot of it is kind of rainwater to me. That's kind of like rainwater that has been sitting in a tin barrel.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Roll for a while, or a tin cup for a while.
Nose, I'm going to go B-plus check. I don't hate this nose at all.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Okay.
B-plus check, I agree.
I agree.
Initial taste.
It's almost got like a taffy initial taste.
It's a great call. Look at you, you've been practicing over the off season.
You like that?
Taffy and Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Jack.
You're just getting peanuts on the ground, or no? That's Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's Roadhouse.
What's Cracker?
Cracker Barrel is when I mean.
Less teeth.
No, you order a sweet tea, and then you order the pork chop with all the fixins, and they know what to do from there. That's what happens at Cracker Barrel. I'll tell you what. It's sweeter than I thought it was going to be, but it's very smooth for that proof point. You know. What are your thoughts on this? I was pleasantly surprised. It's light, too,
from a
color standpoint.
This is a very sweet bourbon. If you're thinking that because the flavoring grain is rye that it's going to be more spicy, it's definitely not.
Yeah, no.
You can taste that it's predominantly corn, and then the next highest is a malted barley because it gives off that
malted barley
kind of wet grass, fresh rainwater, like we said. Like, it gives this damp Ireland feel to it, even though obviously it's American whiskey, but it gives you that same, I'm in a field that is just, after it just rained. Like, that's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very sweet.
Initial taste rating, I'm going to go B minus.
Yeah, I'll go B minus with that. I feel like, which is very interesting because it's already 103 proof, so a testament to them on how well they made this. But I feel like this could even be higher because of how sweet this is.
Of course, friend.
Hell yeah. But, like, do you agree, though? I feel like this could be even higher, and it would still, honestly, might even taste better, for my opinion.
Imagine this at 112.
Right. 112 or 120.
Mm-hmm.
This would be pretty good. Okay, so B minus, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Ending note, what are you getting on the end?
butterscotch, mm-hmm. brown sugar. There's a fruit note that I can't place, and it's driving me nuts. I've been trying to figure it out. There's almost like some fig. There's a touch of fig. That's what it is. There's a touch of fig. It's somewhat viscous, but not much. There's some decent legs on it. And, you know, normal, you know, caramel, vanilla, honey, all that hoopla for Kentucky. But diving deeper into the weeds, I'm really getting that that fig on the ending note.
A little dropper doing there?
Yeah, I need one. One drop. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a little bit of butter, a little caramel, butterscotch, like you were saying. It's very traditional on the back end, I would say.
Yeah.
The lower...
Water opens it. To an extent of having it travel through your sinus cavity much more. That was pleasant. I like that a lot. And then there's a lot of toffee with the water. When you add the water, then the toffee comes out a bit more because it travels to your sinus cavities a bit.
From a flavor standpoint, I agree with you. I think the water added something to it.
Yeah.
But I think from an overall experience standpoint with this whiskey, it would still benefit from being a little bit higher of a proof, in my opinion.
Sure. Ending note, though, I like the complexity of it, and I like having that drop because it added the back end elements much more than what I was initially getting. I'm almost going to go A minus on the ending note.
See, now for this, I was going to stick with a B minus because really? I feel like it's very, at least for my palate, it's very traditional.
B plus check?
B plus check. I agree. It's very traditional on the back end. Yeah. I think that to me, this product is very good with the initial taste. The initial taste to me is something that kind of gives you that zing, gives you that proof, and gives you a little bit of flavor, and then kind of dies a little bit at the end. Where it gives you some more flavor, but you're almost hoping for a little bit more viscosity at the end.
Ooh, I was going to go opposite. Really? I like the ending note more than the initial taste. Okay. That, like, taffy up front threw me for a loop, and then I had to let it sit for a second to really work through it. This is a great product. Is it 55 bones?
55 bones is it.
Okay, so ending note, or I'm sorry, final rating. So final rating.
Did we give it? We did give it anyway. B+.
Yes, yeah, B plus check. Okay. We compromised. Final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1, 87.
Yeah, 87.5. I mean, it's a great ending rate, or final rating. Post-ending note, I really like this product. This is exciting, and I definitely think it's worth the money, even being in New York, and you're going to deal with sales tax, but that's fine. I think that this is something that... should be tried.
So $55, you're coming out of Kentucky. Now let me put a situation here for you.
Okay.
Right now, the Kentucky bourbon market is crazy. We all know this, especially in New York. Like Buffalo Trace is going for what, $45-$50?
Yeah, and it's borderline allocated.
Right. So you see that for $45-$50, or you see this for $55, or any other Kentucky product, Eagle Rare for $60 or whatever. Where are you putting this in that ranking? Like, would you buy this for $55?
Do I already have the other two in my collection?
No. So you're a new bourbon person, like maybe somebody watching here, and you see this in the store next to Eagle Rare.
Well, if I'm a new bourbon person, I'm going to pick up Eagle Rare because I just want that for my collection. Hence my question. If I'm a seasoned bourbon person and I understand a bit more of the complexities, I would have much more appreciation and I would much rather buy this opposed to Eagle Rare. Generally speaking, too, if I'm a seasoned bourbon dude, I've either already had Eagle Rare enough to not want it anymore, or I already have a bottle or two in my collection, so I'm not worried about it, so I'm going to venture out and do something different and then buy this.
Yeah.
So for my personal collection, would I want this in my collection? Yes. You?
Yeah, I would probably say the opposite, though. If I was going to the liquor store and you were looking at our channel for some advice, I would recommend picking this up significantly more than going to Eagle Rare, because... not only have people not heard of this, and it's a good talking point, but also I think that this is a better product than Eagle Rare.
Do you?
Yeah.
Most people like Eagle Rare with a cigar.
Okay.
I like this neat. Mm-hmm. No cigar. Eagle Rare, yeah. Like Oban 14.
Right.
Cigar.
Yeah.
Belvini 14 Caribbean cask, neat. No cigar.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, if you go to a place and they have this on for a pour for like $10, $12, try it out.
100%.
Because this is a good product to at least try. Yeah. Castle and Key, great job. This is a really, really well-rounded product where you got two guys that normally agree on a lot of things, bourbon-related, be very different on how they interpreted this whiskey. I liked more the initial taste. Mike liked more the ending note, so that goes to show you that's a pretty good product.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Well, thank you all for tuning in to today's review of Castle & Key, their straight bourbon small batch, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey small batch. If you do see this in stores, go pick it up. If you do want something similar, go to our friends over at Addie's to check out some of their selection or order this product directly from the distillery. They can do that as well. Appreciate you all tuning in. Tune in to next week where we talk about Castle & Key's rye whiskey. Woo! And hopefully that's going to be a little bit different and we can talk a little bit more about that. So please, we always recommend to drink responsibly. Be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out. Yeah!
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.